Today's Amud is Ma'ikatan Chaf Aleph from an Aleph. We're holding on Chaf from a Beis, three lines from the bottom, by the words Amimar Shachivle. So says the Gemara that Amimar Shachivle Barberei. Amimar's grandson was Nifter, and Kari Yilave, Amimar Tor Kriya. Now he wasn't Mechoyiv to Tor Kriya, it was his grandson, but Lamaisel, as we've seen, that there is an Indian of being Mesabel Imoy, being Mesabel with the Zayin Kroivim, and Amimar Tor Kriya upon the death of his grandson. Asabre, when his son came home, meaning Amemar's son, who was the one who was the real Avil, the father of the child, so Karabape, again Amemar, he tore Kriya, the covered his son, and Idkar the Miyushav Kara, he realized that he tore Kriya sitting down, so come in Kara Mu'umad, so then he sat up, he got up, and he tore Kriya again standing up. So it totally tore Kriya three times. The third time was because the middle time he tore Kriya sitting, so he made sure to stand up and tear Kriya again. Clearly there's an Indian, there's a din, that a person has to tear Kriya standing up. So Amar le Ravashi la Amemar. Ravashi said that to Amemar, he said to him, I see you clearly hold as a din to tear Kriya standing up. Kriya de Mu'umun minalan. Where do you know this halacha from, that Kriya has to be standing up? So he said, "Dichsiv," as the pasuk says, "Vayakam Iyov yikras mi'iloi." When Iyov found out about the fact that his children had died, so the pasuk says that he got up and he tore his clothing. He tore Kriya standing up. So now Amemar, so Ravashi now asked Amemar, if that's your makar elameato, if you're telling me that since the pasuk says by Iyov that he stood up and tore Kriya, that we learn from there that the din Kriya has to be standing up elameato, that which it says by chalitza, it says va'amad. It says that the person, the man, he gets up and he says, I don't want to take her as a wife. So you're going to tell me, Achanami, that it has to be dafka, a person has to perform chalitza standing up? Is that really true? The pasuk says, he stood up and he said, is that true that chalitza has to be standing? But we learned in the braisa not like that. It says, a person could be sitting, he could be standing, he could be lying down, he could be in any position and he's able to do chalitza. There's not a din that he has to be standing, even though the pasuk mentions it. And if so, ba'iyav as well, even though it's true that he stood up, that's what the pasuk says, but lav dafka, could you learn from there a din that Kriya has to be standing up? So Amemar responds back to Ravashi, and Amemar said to him, Hasam like siv yamid v'yoyimer. Hachak siv v'yakam v'yikra. Now there's a difference between the two psukim. By chalitza, it doesn't say, and he must stand up, and he stands up, and he says. It's saying the story, and he got up, and he said. So you're right, from there by chalitza, we don't see that there's a chiv amida, that there's a chiv to be standing. But hacha, over here by Iyav, ksiv v'yakam v'yikra. It says, and he dafka, and he got up, and he tore. That sounds much more like there's a chiv to do so, and therefore from this pasuk dafka by Iyav, we learn out the chiv, and not from the pasuk by chalitza. By chalitza, there's no chiv to be standing. Now, Amar Rami Bar Chama says the Gemara that Rami Bar Chama says over really what we just said. Minayin lekriya shimu'umud. How do we know that kriya has to be done dafka when a person is standing? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, vayakayim iyoy v'yikra. It says that iyoy got up and he tore. So you see from there that kriya is dafka standing. Now, ask the Gemara. How do you know from Iyoiv that there's a chiyav for everyone to stand? Dama milsa yaser to have huda avad. Maybe you're right. Iyoiv clearly took upon himself the din to stand up to tear kriya. But maybe that's just something extra that Iyoiv took upon himself. But not that that's a chiyav for everybody to do when they have to tear kriya. Di loite mahachi, if you don't say like this, meaning if you say that the hanhagais of Iyoiv are all chiyuvim for everybody, that which the pasuk says by Iyoiv, vayagaz es reishai, that he tore out his hair. He took his hair out. So Hachanami, you're going to tell me that that's a chiv? Adarabba, we just had in this past week's parasha that a person's not allowed to do such a thing. So shyly, even how Iyov was allowed to do it. Could be, I believe the Malbim maybe says it was that he tore out his hair because of the loss of money. But the point is that we never find that there's a chiv for a person to tear out his hair. So even though Iyov did it, so you see, you can't learn out from Iyov chiyuvim for everybody. So we're still left, that means, with no makar. How do we know that kriya has to be dafka ba'amida? It has to be while a person is standing. So it says the Gemara Ela Mehacha, rather the makar is not from Iyoiv, rather it's from David HaMelech. When David HaMelech when he found out for what he thought was true that his children had died. So the pasuk says, "Vayakam haMelech vayikras v'gadav." It says that David haMelech got up and he tore his clothing. So by David haMelech, we can learn out that this is a chiyah for everybody to get up to tear kriya. But again, ask the Gemara, how do you know? V'dilma milsa yaserta of it. Maybe by David HaMelech also, it was something extra that he took upon himself, but not that it's a chiyah for everyone to tear. D'ilayte mahachi, if you don't say like this, meaning, says the Gemara, I'll prove it to you, that David HaMelech's and Haggai's are not for everybody. Because the Pasuk says in that incident, it says, V'yishkav artza, it says that David HaMelech went and he lied down on the floor. So Hachanami, you're going to tell me, and an avil has to lie down on the floor? Adarabba, Tani, we learned in the Braisa that he's not allowed to. It says, Yashav al gabi mito, if he sits on the bed, al gabi kisei, or on the chair, al gabi udyaini, or on top of a mortar, al gabi udyaini gedayla, or al gabi karka, or on top of the ground, kulan la yatza yidei vasai, he's not yaitse yischiev, am Rabbi Yechanan, says, explained Rabbi Yechanan, what does it mean, he's not yaitse yischiev, shalai kayim kfias hamito, he wasn't mekayim the din of turning over his bed. Turning over his bed means that he has to dafka sleep and sit on his turned over bed. He can't sit and can't lie down on the floor. So obviously David HaMelech and Haggai's are not for everybody. So how could you tell me that from the fact that David HaMelech got up to tear kriya, that that's a chiyah for everybody? To which the Gemara says, Amar Lei, he responded that by David HaMelech really he didn't lie down on the floor. It was Kein Arza. He lied down like he was on the floor, meaning he went on his upside down bed. He was Mekayim Kfiyas Hamita. And really David HaMelech and Haggai's are classic and typical and Haggai's that are for every Aval. And if so, the fact that David HaMelech got up, he dafka got up to tear kriya, we're supposed to understand and learn from there that that's always a din when a person has to tear kriya, that he's supposed to stand up when he tears kriya. So that's the Gemara Vayter now, Tan Rabbanon. We learned in the Braisa that Elu Dvarim Sha'avel Aser Behem. The following things are what an Avel is Aser in. The Aser Ben Malacha, he's not allowed to work, Uberchitza, Ubesicha, to wash and anoint himself, Ubetash Shamita, to have relations, Ubedina Sasandal, wearing shoes, at least leather shoes, the Aser Likras Betairo, Benevim, Ubeksuvim, he's not allowed to learn any part of Tarisha Beksav, any part of Tanakh, Velishna is Bemishna, Bemedrish, Ubahalachis, Ubashas, Ubagadais, he's not allowed to learn any sort of Tarisha Balpeh either. Mishnah, Medrash, Halachos, Shas. So Shas is not really a word in Shas. There's no word in Shas called Shas. It's actually the word is Talmud. Balachis ube Talmud. Talmud is an explanation of the Mishnais and the Braises. In the times of Chazal, it was always called Talmud. Shas is a word that was changed by the censors. The censors, after they had a gzeira to burn all the different Talmuds, so even when they eventually allowed the reprinting of the Talmud, they said that it can't mention Talmud anymore. No more Talmud. And because of that, they switched the word Talmud. Anytime the word Talmud came up in Shas, they switched it to Shas. But really, the word's not Shas. Really, the word is Talmud. Like the guy Satsuna points out over here, Udfus Yashan, Ube Talmud, Shalafnei Asensor, Shalafi Asensor, they switched it to Shas. Akopanim, so an Avil is not allowed to learn Torah Shabbat Peh. V'mhayu Rabim Tzrichim Loi, and if many people need him, meaning he's a Magid Shir, and he has a lot of Talmudim, so then, Enoi Nimna, he doesn't have to stay back and not go to Yeshiva. He's allowed to go to yeshiva, he's allowed to give the shir. If he's a rav, he could go to the shul and give the shir. Umaisen is a story, Umais benoish Rabbi Yosi b'tzipayri, where the son of Rabbi Yosi from Tzipayri, Rabbi Yosi's son was nifter, and Rabbi Yosi obviously was needed by everybody. V'nichnas the beis hamedrash v'darash kol yom kulay, so he went into the beis medrash and he darshan the entire day because they needed him. So if they need him, they need him dafka to give the drasha, so then he's allowed to go. And that's what Rabbi Yosi actually did, is he went into the beis medrash and he darshan the entire day. And says the Gemara, another story, that Rabbi Bar Bar Chana itrel be milsa. The Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, he became an avil, one of his kraven were nifter, savar dulayla mipak lepirka, and he thought that the idea is that he shouldn't go to shir. He's not supposed to learn Tyra, so he can't go and teach Tyra. However, Amar le Rav, some have the gears of Rabbi Chanina, or some say it's Rav, Tanina, Amar le Rav, Rav asked him that Tanina, we just learned, emayu Rabim tzrichim lo yeinei nimna, that if he's needed, so then he's not, he doesn't have to hold back from going to the shir. He's allowed to give the shir. So fine. So Rabbi Bar Barchana took the lesson. Okay, fine. So he started going to yeshiva, and now the next thing was is Savar Loik Miyamayra Alei. He wanted to give the shir like he would normally give the shir with a torgamon, with a matargamon, with someone who would then take his shir and say it over to everybody else. So he wanted to do it with the matargamon. However, Amar Lei Rav said to him that Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Ubelvach Lo Yamay Targumon, that you're not supposed to do it in the regular way, even though it's true. So the Avil is allowed to give the shear, but you should do it with a shinoi, you should make a hecker, and he shouldn't have the matargamon. Ask the Gemara, and how should he do? What should he do when he gives the shear? Says the Gemara, Ki Yad Tanya, like that which we learned in the Braisa, that Maisa Umeis Benoish Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi's son was Nifter, and Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi was needed to darshan in the base medrash. So Venichnas the base medrash, he went into the base medrash, Venichnas Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya, and Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya went into the base medrash as well. The Yasha Betzidai, and he sat next to him. The Lachashul Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya. So Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, when he gave the shear, he whispered it. He said over the shear to Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya. Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya the Targumon, and then Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya said it over to the Targumon. Utargumon Nishmiel Rabbim, and then this Targumon, he went and said over the shear to the Rabbim. So in this way, there was a middleman that was like the hecker, that was the shinoi, and that's how a person could accomplish giving a shear, even when he's an avel. Natan Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa that avel shloisha yamim harishainim aser lahaniach tefillin. For the first 3 days of the avelus, the avel is not allowed to wear tefillin. And as we'll see, it means the first 2 days, and then the third day, just for a little bit, mixes a yem kekulai, and then on the third day and onwards, he does wear tefillin. Like the Braisa says, that mishlishi ve'elach u'shlishi v'chal, from the third day and onwards, and including the third day, mutar laniach tefillin, he's allowed to wear tefillin. Even though we just said 3 days, he's not allowed to wear tefillin. Again, it's like we just said, it means 2 days, and then a little bit of the third. But then for the rest of the third, and from then on, then he is allowed to, and he's choiv to wear tefillin. Then bayu panim chadashis. And if let's say new people come to the shiva house, and so there's a concern if new people come, they might assume that oh, this is the avil wore tefillin the entire time. So you might think maybe you should take it off. Says the braisa, einay choileitz divir Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that no, he does not have to take off his tefillin. He doesn't have to be chayshish for the newcomers. So this is all the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, that the first 2 days and then the mikses of the third day, the avil does not wear tefillin, and then for the rest of the third day and onwards, the avil wears tefillin, and also if a newcomer comes, Rabbi Eliezer says that the avil does not have to concern himself for the newcomer, and he does not have to take off his tefillin to hide it from the newcomer. Rabbi Yeshua Aimer, Rabbi Yeshua says, and as we'll see, on the one hand, Rabbi Yeshua is more mekel than Rabbi Eliezer, on the other hand, he's more machmir, on mitzad echad, he's mekel, and Rabbi Yeshua says that avil shneya mimari shayinim asul aniach tefillin, it's only for the first 2 days, not the first 3 days, which again, the first 2 days means the first day and the mixes hayoyim of the second day. However, misheni, v'sheni b'chlal, or misheni v'eilach, v'sheni b'chlal, from the second day and onwards, including the second day, mutter lahaniach tefillin, he's allowed to wear tefillin. So in that sense, Rabbi Yeshua is more meiko. Rabbi Eliezer says it's the first 3 days, meaning 2 days in the mixes of the third. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it's only the first 2 days, it's the first day in the mixes of the second, that the avil is not allowed to wear tefillin. On the other hand, Rabbi Yeshua is more machmer than Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said that the avil does not have to concern himself for the newcomers and take off his tefillin, whereas Rabbi Yeshua says, v'imboyu panim chadoshois chayleitz. Rabbi Yeshua says that no, if newcomers come to the shiva, so then the avil has to take off his tefillin, so that the newcomer shouldn't suspect that maybe the avil wore tefillin the whole time. Now, Amar of Masna, Rav Masna explained that my time with Rabbi Eliezer, where did Rabbi Eliezer get it from that for a full 2 days the avil is not allowed to wear tefillin? Tichsiv, as the pasuk says, Vayitaymu yemei bechi avil Moshe, that the days of the avilus of Moshe Rabbeinu over Moshe Rabbeinu ended. So it says days plural, which means two. So you see that the avilus is for a full 2 days. So since the avilus is for the Ikar Avelis, at least it's for a full 2 days, so that's why the Avel is not allowed to wear tefillin for the first full 2 days, and then the mixes hayoyim of the third day. Am Ravina, my time with Rabbi Yeshua, what's Rabbi Yeshua's reason that he says that the Ikar Avelis is only for one full day? Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says, Vacharisa kiyoyimar, describes Avelis as being a yoyimar, one bitter day, so you see that the Ikar Avelis is just one day. So since the Ikar Avelis is just one day, so that's why the Avel is not allowed to wear tefillin for one full day, and then only a mixes hayoyim of the second day. Rabbi Yeshua Nami Haksiv Hayitaymu Yemei. What does Rabbi Yeshua do with Rabbi Eliezer's pasuk that it says Yemei Bechi Avel Moshe? Well, it says Yemei. It's the mashma that Ikar Avelus is more than one day. It's plural. It's 2 days. Says the Gemara Amar Lach. Rabbi Yeshua will tell you that Shani Moshe the Takif Evle. Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu was different. That was Avelus over Moshe Rabbeinu. Avada Moshe Rabbeinu's Avelus is more serious than the standard Avelus. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us everything we have, but a standard Avelos, that's only the Ikra Avelos, is just for one day. Now, Rabbi Eliezer Naami Yaksiv Acharisa Kiyo Yimar, the Pasuk describes Avelos as being one bitter day. So what does Rabbi Eliezer do with that Pasuk? It sounds like the Ikra Avelos is really just for one day. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer will tell you that Ikra Merira Chad Yoyimahu. Ikra Avelos is 2 days, like we see from Moshe Rabbeinu. That which the Pasuk says, Acharisa Kiyo Yimar, it's one bitter day. Yeah, there's one day where there's mamish, a tremendous amount of bitterness. That's the Ikra is just for one day. But the Ikra Avelos is for 2 days. That's what Rabbi Eliezer would say back. Now, what's the halacha? So says the Gemara Amar Ula. Ula says that we go l'kula on both ends. Halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer b'chalitza, v'halacha k'Rabbi Yeshua b'hanacha. Halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, that an avel does not have to concern himself with the newcomers, and anytime he's allowed to wear tefillin, so he doesn't have to hide it, and if a newcomer comes in, he's allowed to keep it on, like Rabbi Eliezer said, l'kula. On the other hand, the halacha is l'kula, like Rabbi Yeshua, the b'hanacha, that the avel is only usher to wear tefillin for the first day, and on the second day, mixasayim kekulai, but then otherwise, on the second day and onwards, already on the second day, he's allowed to, and he's mechuyev to wear tefillin. Now, ask the Gemara Shaila. So we just said that the halacha is the kula, like Rabbi Eliezer and like Rabbi Yeshua. But what about when the two kulas contradict each other? Says the Gemara Shaila, Yibayluhu, Besheini Lu'ula, on the second day of the Shiva, the second day of the Avelas, according to Ula, that we pass in both kulas, Chaylates Ayenei Chaylates, does he have to take off his tefillin when a newcomer comes in? On the one hand, we said we pass in like Rabbi Yeshua, that on the second day he's allowed to wear tefillin, and the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, that he doesn't have to be Chaylates. So you might think he doesn't have to be chalitz in this case. He doesn't have to take off his tefillin. On the other hand, that would mean that on this day, in this scenario, he's not going like anybody. He's not going like Rabbi Eliezer, and he's not going like Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said in this case he has to take off the tefillin, and Rabbi Eliezer said in this case he's not even allowed to wear tefillin. So then it comes out, and on this second day, he's going like nobody. He's not going like anybody. He's not going like Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Yeshua. So what's the halacha in this case? On the second day, does he have to take off his tefillin or not? So says the Gemara Tashema, that Amber Ula, we have a member from Ula, that we can prove the halacha. Ula had said a halacha that chayle tzumaniach afilu mea pamim. That an avel, when he wears tefillin and a newcomer comes in, he has to keep taking it off and then putting it back on, even if it means taking it off and putting it back on 100 times. Now, when's that talking about? It can't be talking about on the first day of the Avelus. On the first day, everybody holds, he's not even supposed to wear it. It can't be talking about on the third day, because Ula said the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, that a person does not have to take off his tefillin. So that's obviously talking about the third day. So when is it that Ula said he has to take it off and put it back on 100 times? The only day that could be talking about is the second day. And you see from here that we don't allow this, like, tarti desastri on the second day to wear tefillin without taking it off. The halacha is that on the second day he's allowed to wear tefillin like Rabbi Yeshua, but at the same time he has to go like Rabbi Yeshua all the way on the second day, and if a newcomer comes in, he'll have to take it off, because to keep it on would be going like nobody. That wouldn't be like Rabbi Eliezer or like Rabbi Yeshua, and that's obviously what Ula was referring to when he said chayle tzumaniach afilu mea pamim. And Tani Nami Achiv learned in the Braisa like this as well, that Yehuda ben Tema Oimer chayle tzumaniach afilu mea pamim, that he's supposed to take off his tefillin and put it back on again, even if it means doing it 100 times, which again is talking about the second day of the Avelos. And Rava Amar, Rava argues, and Rava says that no, kevin shehaniach, even though it's true, it's technically speaking going to be going like nobody, the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua that the avel puts on tefillin on the second day, and the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, he doesn't have to take it off. We pass in like both of those svaras lukula, even though there's no shita that holds of both things. And that's Rav's psak, that kevin shehaniach shoveinu chaylates. The Sasemis explains, as we'll see really from the hemshech of the Gemara, that the Gemara knows that this is talking about on the second day of the Avelos, and that's on that day that Rav said that no, once he puts on his tefillin like Rabbi Yeshua, so he does not have to take it off like the Svara of Rabbi Eliezer, he would not have to take off his tefillin, and he could just keep it on. He does not have to concern himself with the newcomers. Now, as the Gemara comes out according to this, that Rava held like Rabbi Yeshua that the Ikra Avelis is really just for one full day. It's really just the first day. Now, as the Gemara, is that true? Rava Paskin on Chafam and Aleph, like the Tana of our Mishnah on Yetasim and Aleph, who said that it's only when an Avel sat Shiva for 3 days and then the Regel comes in, so then the Regel will be Mevato the Shiva, because the Ikra Avelis is for 3 days. Now, like the Chachamim who say that even if he just sat Shiva for a moment, that the regal will be mevatel the Shiva. Rava said the halacha follows the Tana Didan, who says 3 days, that the Ikra Avelis is for 3 days. So how could Rava say that he puts on tefillin on the second day? I thought Rava says that the Ikra Avelis is for 3 days. So says the Gemara, mitzvah shani. In a chanami, Rava holds that the Ikra Avelis is 3 days, like the Tana Didan. He allows a person to wear tefillin on the second day. That's because it's a tzarech mitzvah. So there's different dargos. Be'etzem, it's true the Ikra Avelis is for the first 3 days, but there is an element of the first day is the most chamer, and that's the only day that an avil is not allowed to wear tefillin. Already from the second day and onwards, tzarech the mitzvah, so Rava says that the avil is allowed to wear tefillin already from the second day and onwards, like the shita of Rabbi Yeshua.